Welcome to Game Dev Insights, the podcast for passionate and driven game developers. Push myself to be the best, die with no regrets,
live with every breath, see my message start to spread. I hope you're all doing great. Welcome to the second episode of my podcast Game Dev Insights. Today I would like to talk about game design. I will cover how to design your game in general, then I will move on to how you actually design your game step by step, and the last thing is I will give you 5 mistakes to avoid while designing your game. But first of all, what actually is game design? Game design basically describes building a virtual world with all the rules and characters for a certain target group you later want to sell your game to. Game design is what makes your game either good or bad in the niche you're selling it. So how do you go about designing your game? What is the general process? For me, I broke it down into 3 steps. Step 1 is research your market. First thing is researching and defining your market. Ask yourself questions like, how big is your market and is it appealing? Find some data of other games, like if you want to produce a fantasy-driven open-world game, find out how big that market is and then find your niche inside that market. Then try to learn as much as you can about your customers. Who plays this type of games? After that, figure out the platform or platforms which are popular with your game genre and then decide on which one you would like to publish on, like the Google Play Store for hyper-casual games or PC and console for big, open-world, highly graphical and story-driven games. Next thing is marketing. I could make an entire series of episodes out of this topic, but I would break it down into the following. As I said before, find out who your customer is. Figure out which type of people play the games you would like to offer. And quick tip, we often think, especially with games, that everybody loves playing them, but that's not the case. So find out everything about your future customers. How old are they? Which hobbies do they have? Which type of gender or which gender mostly plays your games? After you figured out as much as you can about your player or customer, you can decide or even do both things. Build up own social media community around your game based on what you figured out. Or you target your customers with the help of Google or Facebook ads. I personally really can tell what is more efficient because I actually never bought ads for my games, but I really want to figure that out. So I've decided to start an experiment which I will build a new game for and then try to advertise it for free on TikTok, a platform I've never really tried out, and then compared to that, running Google ads with a budget from $50 to $100 or so. And I think I will make an extra podcast episode, a video about it. So if you want to get informed about the results, make sure to subscribe. But back to the topic, game design. Last point for defining and researching a market is influencers. I guess you could count that to marketing, but if you can find some influencers who really enjoy playing your game or really confident with the idea of your game, and maybe worth contacting them and try to get them involved in your game's development so they're later playing it on their channel. Let's talk about step 2. Research other products and games in your market and see what that market does. For that, you can ask yourself 6 questions. First question, which features do your competitors support or offer? Do they have a multiplayer mode or at the moment so popular battle royale mode or huge boss battles? Important here is to stay realistic with what you or your team can actually build. Next question, who actually are your competitors? Are they solo developers, indie teams or AAA studios? And then when you know that, ask yourself, based on the competitors you found out, have you enough resources to build the game you have envisioned? Third question, what do you need before the release of your game? Will it make you a check or trailer list there so you don't miss anything you need? Do you need a special developer account? And will you ask yourself, do you have everything together you need for the release? Furthermore, you should ask yourself about pricing. Take a look what your competitors charge for their games. Are the games in your genre freemium or premium? Like if you publish a hyper-casual game, it most likely will be freemium with ads or IAP. On the other hand, if you publish a deep story-driven open world or adventure game, it will with really high possibility be premium. So really research and think about your pricing. Last question to ask yourself if you want to develop a high quality game is, how do you get, for example, 4 to 5 stars on Google Play or 8 out of 10 rating This is often referred to as Metacritic ranges. Obviously, that starts by your game design. It also covers simple things like, is your game almost bug-free? And make sure that's the case by every single game you publish, because people will remember the quality that you put out in the world. And now the last step for the process of designing your game. That is structuring and listing all the data you collected. Make yourself Word documents and Excel tables or mind maps, everything that helps you to structure the data. But I can give you one strategy I use myself to get an order in that chaos. When I'm going to analyze a market, I'm always trying to give the market a general grade or score, so I can go then and compare it to other markets. And I do that by analyzing the market in a model. Some other developers use that model too. It's built up like so. First, I use two 0 to 5 points scales, one of them for importance and one of them for attractiveness. 0 means unimportant and unattractive, and then I think it's logic what 5 means extremely important and attractive. Then list out the most important characteristics and features of your market. Then grade those characteristics with both scales. After that, you multiply both grades from the characteristics or features that this gives you the score you can apply to the specific characteristic. Now do that for every characteristic and sum up all the grades you applied. You then end up with your market score. And don't worry now if you don't really understood how to set up that table, because the template for it will be soon available on my new website to download, so make sure to subscribe to get notified when that happens. So now that we know the three general steps for the process of game design, we now go on to how to actually design your game. There I have also 6 points again. You can follow that I use to design my games. So first point is defining your game loop. You might ask, what is your game loop? It's a process or action your players or customers will repeat over and over again throughout the gameplay or game. It's a core and center point of your game. Important with the game loop is that your players' achievements and rewards at the right point in that loop, so your players stay entertained, which ensures high retentions and makes you more money and all that stuff. Second point is to define 3 to 5 game pillars. Important is that those pillars don't only have to be features, they can also be customer thoughts or emotions you want to bring up with your game. Try to make your pillars describable in 1 or 2 sentences. Next step after you're done thinking and writing down your game pillars is to define your feature set, and that includes all the major features of your game which are necessary for shipping it. And try really to think of what can be compromised. What is really important and necessary, like for example, if you are making a shooter game, a realistic and failure-free shooting mechanic. Step 4 is thinking of magic moments in your game. The moments your players won't forget even if they leave your game or stop playing your game. There will need to be a real lasting experience for your player. These moments need to cause real emotions in your player. They need to make him, for example, laugh or scare him. Something like that. But your magic moments should be well planned. And you should know where to position them. Depending on the size of your game, it shouldn't be more than 3 to 5 magic moments. And you really should already include them in your first demo versions, so your players or whoever plays your game gets hooked from the beginning on. Step 5, I think one of the most important ones, and that's making your vision communicatable. Try to describe your idea without hyper-technical terms in 3 minutes, so everybody can understand what you are meaning. These 3-minute pitches are often also called elevator pitches, and you really should sit down and script what you want to tell other people about your game. And make sure you don't forget any important aspects of your game, so future players can really be amazed by your idea. You can also try to break down those 3 minutes into 1 sentence, which most of the time makes up for awesome tech or headline. And now the final point or step, development. And you really should plan that and make a roadmap and development plan and create a first prototype around your core elements and game loop. But I will soon make another episode about planning your development, so subscribe if you don't want to miss that. And now, last but not least, what are the 5 mistakes to avoid while designing your game? Mistake number 1, starting too big. That's a mistake most devs make at some point. I made that mistake myself too. I think the problem is here that we see this award-winning bestseller games like FIFA or GTA games, and we so bad want to make games like that ourselves, and then we go and start with that big idea of making an awesome open world game, and we don't see that behind of those best-selling and award-winning games are thousands of employees and million-dollar budgets. So start small and finish something that will give you the boost, motivation and confidence to build something big relative to your resources. Second mistake is don't thinking about how you can onboard the player. You really need to think about how to teach the customer about how to play your game, like building a tutorial map or level that is solid and explains the concept and has built-in feedback loops. Next mistake is people tend to be really committed to their ideas. And that's good, but make sure to think twice about it. Like, are you really able to build this game with your current resources? And sometimes the idea looks great on paper and how you envision it, but you don't really know that until you have built an early prototype. And if it turns out, if you have playtested the game, that it actually isn't that fun, then consider letting that idea go and move on to the next. Another mistake that's often made is building up the game like a movie. You need to let the player feel like he is controlling the events. And you can achieve that by adding open world elements like, for example, make the world destructible. Give the player the ability to maybe destroy everything or something so he gets this feeling of power. Or add NPCs or side quests. All that adds up to a great and controlling experience for your player. Last mistake is to keep adding things to your game. Finish the game with the set of features you have planned before, then really concentrate on publishing your game, and if you want, you can keep adding things later. One other short thing with publishing, don't underestimate polishing your games. Make it look great and bug-free before publishing. So that were the 5 mistakes to avoid. We have gone through the general process of designing your games, how to actually design your games step by step. So that's it for today's episode, the second episode of my new podcast, Game Dev Insights. I will release a new episode every Tuesday. I hope you liked it. It would be awesome if you could leave an honest review and follow me on Instagram or whatever platform you're watching this on to get notified when a new episode gets released. Thank you. Reach for the stars, 'cause we're aiming high.